Greek bonds attract buyers who count on bailouts. Geopolitical snares to our east and west, and tax filing facts. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the March increase in the Consumer Price Index on Tuesday. The consensus guesstimate is for the number to come in up 0.1% for March. Housing starts for March come out on Wednesday, and March industrial production numbers on Wednesday as well. A new record price has been established for a single-family home, or what's called a single-family home. It's a 13,500-square-foot main house on 50 acres, including almost a mile of beachfront in Greenwich, Connecticut. The main house has 12 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, 10 fireplaces, and, of course, the obligatory wine cellar and servant's wing. The property closed at $120 million, although that's well down from the list price, which was $190 million. Now, here's a remarkable story. For 4 years now, Greece has been shut out of the bond markets. Greece has had to be bailed out twice and has only kept its financial structure going with the aid of 240 billion euros from Europe and the IMF. But now, suddenly, this past week, Greece is able to sell $4.2 billion of 5-year notes carrying a 4.75% coupon. What happened? Well, David Stockman says it's lunatic, and that it's not even remotely plausible pricing of the risk of a government with a 170% debt-to-GDP ratio sitting atop an eviscerated economy that has shrunk by more than 20% and has nothing much left, he says, except tourism, yogurt plants, and a 27% unemployment rate. Well, of course he's right. It's the result of central banks making free money, or close to free money, available to speculators, international financial centers, favored banks, crony capitalists, who in turn count on the fact that the European Central Bank is good for a bailout when Greece is once again unable to pay. I believe that it is of paramount importance right now for investors to keep a close eye on the geopolitical situation. The risks are very high. Things are more perilous in that sphere than they have been for a very long time. The risk of civil war in Ukraine is rising fast, but there are other fronts that should be on your radar. And just as John Kerry warns Russia that there will be additional consequences for rising tensions in the Ukraine, China is promising to respond to any provocations it encounters in the South China Sea. China's liberal reformer Deng Xiaoping counseled the nation to keep a low profile on the international front while it transformed itself economically internally. That was good advice. Well, the low profile advice is now a thing of the past in China under President Li. I've warned that he is more militant than we've experienced recently from China. And of course, as growth slows there, China, like other governments have long done, can be expected to blame domestic conditions on foreign countries. Compounding the tragedy, in my view, that would develop on either front is the certainty that U.S. policies already in place will have this country involved whether the people wish to be or not. In other words, there is no choice. We are automatically drawn in to any problem not of our own making and not in our own interest. I probably don't need to remind you at this time of year about how much we spend being record keepers for the government. But by one estimation, Americans spend over $160 billion and more than 6 billion hours a year on tax compliance. By the way, since it is tax season, you might be interested to know that the President and Vice President have released their tax returns. The Obamas had an adjusted gross income in 2013 of $481,000, on which they paid $98,000 in federal taxes. That's an effective rate of just over 20%. And as for the Bidens, they made a little less, $407,000 in adjusted gross income, paying $96,000 in federal income tax. The Wall Street Journal has a short piece about the odds of being audited by the IRS. If you made more than $1 million, you have a 1 in 9 chance of being audited. Now, if you made less than $200,000, your chance of an audit is less than 1%. And that's today's Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.